you can do.
Reverend Woods, his word will cause you to stand. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for what's wrong in your life. Stand up. His word. That's an awesome song. His word. It shall cause you. His word shall cause you to do a whole lot of stuff that you don't normally do. If you would just step out on his word. His word brings healing. His word brings deliverance. Somebody ought to hear me today. His word brings comfort. His word brings joy. His word brings peace. Somebody ought to hear me today. His word just brings it. Hallelujah. Yeah, my God. His word shall cause you to stand. Amen. We give honor to the Spirit of God today. And I thank God for being able to preach a word for the Lord once again. Amen. I don't take it for granted that it's going to, you know, happen every Sunday, because tomorrow's not promised to you. So I want to take this opportunity to just thank God for allowing me another opportunity to just say a word for the Lord. I thank God for being here at the main worship center. Amen. We are Sunday after Sunday over at Kirkbride preaching. Amen. And letting God use us to minister to his people. Amen. My wife and I and Sister True and Sister Rowe and Brother Calvin, all of those people that minister over at Kirkbride, we have a great time over there. But it's always good to be home every once in a while. I don't know if you could hear it, but y'all hear that? Amen. I just clicked my heels for the tape ministry. Amen. It's no place like home. And I thank God for being home. Have you ever had one of those scriptures to just grab you and keep a hold of you for a few minutes? You can't seem to somehow let the scripture go. Well, the scripture that we are preaching from today, it got a hold of me a couple weeks ago. And it just can't seem to let me go. I guess I'm one of those, a rebel with a cause. Amen. And I like to hear stories in the scripture of folks. Yeah, gangsters. Amen. Thank you, honey. Gangsters in the Bible. Amen. Understand that when God saved my life, he did not take that which was in me out. He just redirected it a little bit. So I am a gangster by nature. Amen. We made it do what it do. Amen, somebody. And so the gangster in me likes the gangster that's in the scripture. And it just won't miss. Minister Mitch, this thing just gripped me up. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. Somebody. Let's pray before we. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to preach your word. Lord, you know what I'm going through at this time. So, Lord, I pray that your strength will supersede anything that I'm feeling. And I pray, God, that this word would reach somebody, that they might, in fact, come running, saying, I yield, I yield. What is it that I must do to be saved? Decrease me, Lord, as you increase in my life. Make this word a lamp unto somebody's feet, that they might see how to get home. Bless this word. Bless your people. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength.
and you are our Redeemer. Send your anointing right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to try to not be before you long. Amen. You know how people said, I won't be before you long. 2 hours later, they're saying, I'm closing now. But we're gonna go into this sermon. Have you ever, have you ever been kicked to the curb? Is there anybody by show of hands? I really wanna talk about the truth today. Have you ever been just kicked to the curb? Folks, friends and family, they just kick you to the curb for no apparent reason. You do one thing. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy, but that's all right. You do one thing, and all of a sudden you are the black sheep of the family. And I'm no ill feelings against those dark-skinned folk. But you are the black sheep of the family, and nothing you do is right. Nothing you do can please folk. You know, because sometimes we try to do things that please folk. We want to be liked. You know, the truth of the matter is, we want to be liked. We want people to love us, and we want to be, you know, we want to be cool and all that stuff with the fam. You know, yo, what's up, fam? You know. And for some odd reason, because your hair ain't cut right, they kick you to the curb. Because your weave is tight, they kick you to the curb. You know, because of who you are, folks just kick you to the curb. You know, because you are in a blended family, you kick to the curb. And there's a story in the scripture that just, I'm telling you, this thing just won't let me go. It's Judges chapter 11. And it's a story about a man named Jephthah. And I love this scripture because Jephthah was just cool with it. Jephthah just okay, I'm gonna make things happen the way I see they gotta happen. So as we go into the scripture, there are a lot of things going on in this story. There are family dynamics going on in this scripture. And I thought it was apropos. Whoa. For today, because I see a lot of this happening today. And so as I was reading the scripture, I was like, wow, this is just gangster. I'm loving it. Verse 1 says, now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor. Now I know we just had a few brothers come in from the Mighty Man of Valor Conference. Amen. It says that this brother was a mighty man of valor. And I like to read different translations of the Bible. And the Message Bible just simply says, but he was the son of a whore. Yeah. Wow. King James Version says, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. Now, first and foremost, Jephthah was stepping out on his wife. I'm sorry, Gilead was stepping out on his wife. Thank you, honey. That's why, amen. Gilead had stepped out on his wife. and went down on Old York Road and paid for a woman. I know y'all saved. Look, don't ask me how I know about Old York Road. I just ride by there and every now and again. Y'all who grew up in North Philly, y'all know about Old York Road. Y'all think y'all hiding stuff. Y'all ain't hiding nothing. Don't act like y'all been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost all your life. Amen, somebody. Now, Gilead was out tricking. Right, basically, you know, he was out tricking. And he had an illegitimate bastard son. And his name was Jephthah. But listen, the tag that was on him, he was a mighty man of valor. Now, this brother, despite his situation, Lord have mercy, he was a mighty man of valor. What that's telling you, no matter what happened in the past, no matter how your situation was, no matter who you were born to, or no matter, see, it's not what they call you, but it's what you answer to. And Jephthah was answering to the fact that he was a mighty man of valor. You are mighty men and women of valor, no matter what your circumstances were. The Bible says, forgetting about those things in the past, behold, all things are now become new. Y'all better get with that in a minute. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Now, Jephthah the Gilead was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot. And listen to this. Gilead's wife, see, that's how you know he stepped outside of his marriage. Gilead's wife bare him sons. Now, Jephthah was older than Gilead's wife's sons, because it says they grew up. And it says, and they threw him out of Jephthah's house. Gilead's house. I keep saying that. Gilead's wife bare a son, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit our father's house. I'm sorry, I forgot to give you the scripture, the title. I did that purposely because I want you to understand. The title of this message is, You Gonna Need Me Before I Need You. You understand what I'm saying, Sister Kelly? You gonna need me before I need you. Anybody ever felt that way? Anybody ever felt like telling somebody, you know what? I know I ain't supposed to be saying this, but guess what? You done did some wrong stuff to me, some foul stuff with a capital foul. And you just want to go up in their grill and say, you know what? You kicked me out the crib. Yeah, I understand you did that. But guess what? You're going to need me. See, I say stuff that y'all want to say. Y'all be like, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm just so holy. I could never say that. You're going to need me. You know what I'm saying? Before I need you, stop playing. I know what God put in me. And he said that from the door, I'm a mighty man of valor, and you're going to need me. Watch what happened. Y'all think, see, I got Bible. It's just not me. It's just not me. It says, thou shalt not inherit our father's house, for thou art a son of a strange woman. We don't even know who your mama is. There are those in the church today. You don't even know who your mama is. You don't know who your daddy is. But forgetting that stuff which is behind you, we press forward now for the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. It don't matter who your mother was. It don't matter who your father was. It doesn't matter the circumstances that was behind you. You are a mighty man and a mighty woman of valor. You're going to need me. before I need you. And then verse 3 says, Jephthah humbled himself. You see, God often humbles those that he's getting ready to exalt. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And makes that stone that the builders rejected become the cornerstone. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Jephthah fled from his brethren. And he went, and it says he dwelled in the land of Tob. I had a grandfather whose name was Tob. Isn't that funny? I saw that and I was like, hey, granddad. And there it says, and there were gathered vain men to Jephthah. Now, these men, in one, the New King James Version, it says that they were some kind of men. And it makes it seem as though they were bad. In that time, folks had a lot of money. And evidently, Gilead had some cash. And so that's why his son said, you know how folks with money, they start hating. And they, you know, they're greedy. And they a bastard brother. No, you ain't getting none of this. You know how y'all are. Got kicked to the curb because of the money. So now, Jephthah said, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm out. And it says, and there were gathered vain men. Now, these men were not robbers and they didn't plunder. They hunted wild beasts. And as I researched, it said that these men were other men who had squandered their wealth or who had lost their wealth and now had to go find a regular job. Birds of a feather flock together. You know what I'm talking about. So now here is Jephthah in the land of Tob, and he's got some homies that's got to work for a living. Jephthah had to now work. So now he was going around doing his thing, getting paid. See, I'm trying to bring it, in the 2011 because I get tired of biblical stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes I get tired of biblical times. Bring it into the future. Amen. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and they went out with him. Now watch this. It's very simple. In the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. Now here you go, the setup. Jephthah told them when he left, under his breath, you're going to need me before I need you. I'm wondering, is there anybody here today that has actually told somebody that you're going to need me before I need you? That you can put me out, you can do what you want to do to me, but somehow I know that I'm going to be the one that gives you your last drink of water. I'm going to be the one who ministers to you in a time of trouble. You put me out now, but you're going to need me later. You can do anything you want to do to me now, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to be able to say, nah, 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 nah. All right, y'all laughing at me. That's serious. I have said that in at times in my life. I know that I was right. I know that I did the right thing. And yet they still kicked me out of whatever it was. They may not have kicked me out physically because I'm, but they told me that, you got to leave this situation or you can't be a part of this situation. And it's funny how church folk do it. Yep. The place where you come for solace, the place where you come that you think you've linked up with other believers, and the place where you come to seek refuge, and the place where you come to get help, and the place where when you're hurting you can be healed, the place where you come when you're down they can build you up, the place where you come when all hope is lost they can give you hope through the word of God. Church folks, you can't be on the usher board, you kick to the curb, you can't be on the deacon's board because you... Let me go back to the scripture. Amen. And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so, now watch this. It was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the mighty man of valor. We know we getting ready to get our behind stomped, beat up, and whipped. Y'all don't remember that song, amen, Yahweh. Brother Dennis got it. He just like that. They was getting ready to get stomped, beat up, and whipped. And he, now check this out. The old folks of the village, you know what was happening, know what was getting ready to happen. You know how the mother's board, they can sense things that's going on. And so they warn folk. That's what the mother's board do. Lord have mercy, y'all missed that joint, boy. Lord have mercy. And they said unto Jephthah, and so it was that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah. They said, I know who we can get. And can you just imagine the conversations that went on between the elders and the young boys and Gilead's wife's sons? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Can you imagine the conversation that went on? Man, we kicked that boy out of here. How you going to go get him? Man, we going to be embarrassed like a champ. We got to go. We don't even know how to fight. See, that's... Brothers and sisters, make sure that you know how to handle things before you do some foul stuff to somebody. Because it can sometimes come back and bite you dead on your leg. Right? It can come back and bite you somewhere where, and you want, you, Lord have mercy. Make sure you know how to fight before you tell somebody to get the stepping. Now that's what they told Jephthah, get the stepping. You can't have no money. You can't even live in the house. Your mother's a whore. Be mindful of the things you say to people. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Church folk, be mindful of what you say to a stranger that come in your gate. Because you just might be, that person might be the one that when you out on the street and somebody... Something that happened to you, here comes that same person that you done told some foul stuff to. Here that same person come and minister to you. And how you look now? Yeah, that's Bible right there. And Gilead, the elders of Gilead went and fetched Jephthah. And it's funny how they knew where he was. Don't think that just because you've been kicked to the curb that folks ain't keeping their eye on you. Because let me tell you something. Oh, Lord have mercy. Sister Rose, folk follow an anointed person. Whether they've done wrong to them or not, they know about you, Sister Roe. They know about you, Brother Raymond. Brother Raymond taught co-pastor's class last Wednesday. And it was just off the chain. And folks follow you. Folks know where you are. Lord have mercy, Jesus. See, the dynamic of that is that when you are ostracized, or when you are kicked out, or when you are all of that, when you are that, right? Folks, you have a tendency to go and hide. But I heard in Genesis that after Adam had partaken of the fruit, he went and hid himself. And Jesus came walking in the cool of the day and said, Adam, where are you? And he knew geographically where Adam was, but he was asking Adam, where was he spiritually? And Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. Well, I asked the question, who told you you were naked? Who told you that you were the son of a whore? Who told you that you were nothing? Who told you that you wouldn't amount to anything? The Bible says that I am the head and not the tail, that I am above and not beneath, that I am a lender and a borrower, and I am more than a Lord have mercy, Jesus. Who told you you were naked? Jephthah said unto the elders, come. They said unto Jephthah, come. I need you to come and fight for us. Jephthah said to the elders, didn't you hate me? Didn't you kick me out? Didn't you? A few minutes ago, a few years ago, you hurt my feelings. It wasn't my fault that I was born to a whore. I didn't ask to come here. How are you going to kick me out of some place that I belong? What? You hated my guts. And now you want me to come and fight for you. I told you, you're going to need me. Before I need you. And the thing I like about Jephthah is when Jephthah got the invitation, he started to say some things. He says, Jephthah said to the elders, did not you hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are you now come unto me now when you in trouble? You didn't come to me for Christmas. You didn't come to me with a turducken. At Thanksgiving time, that fried turkey you done collard greens, and you didn't offer me a plate. You know I equate things with food, ain't you? But you didn't come to me any other time of the year. But now you in trouble. You need my help. Oh, Lord have mercy. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now. In other words, I don't see anywhere in the scripture where there's an apology going on. Some folks are so let me find the right word. So black. That they don't even want to say, I'm sorry. You know folk like that. Folk will walk up to you and they know, you know they done gave it to you. They done gave you the business. And they don't even know. No. It ain't behind the back no more. They stab you right in your face. They come right in your face and give you the business. They don't care nothing about stabbing you in your back no more. These folks are vicious. And I'm talking about church folk. Your family. I can see a stranger stabbing me in the back, but you got your arm around me. You're not a contortionist. You just. But look at what Gilead did. Jephthah. Verse 8 says, and the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore turn we again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us. Listen to that. We want you to go with us. First of all, stop playing with me. You ain't had a heart enough to go by yourself. I can understand if you went up there and they rumbled you a little while and they ripped you, then you come and get me. But you come and get me before you even went and tried to attempt to try to kick somebody behind. You coming to get me. Lord have mercy, Jesus. You coming to me now. It says, now watch this. If you go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over all. Over all of us. Can't you see him standing there? Please. Verse 9 says, and Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them before me, shall I be your head this time? You gonna make me over you? Yeah. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, listen, Gilead, we got it now, y'all. He coming. Jephthah, check this out. The Lord be our witness. That's what it says right there. It says, the Lord be witness between us if we do not so according to thy words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all these words before the Lord at Mizpah. Now, here's where I like Jephthah's spirit. Because when you are anointed of God, when you are a mighty man of valor, you can't let your feelings get in your way. Let me say that again. You can't get the big head because you have an anointing on your life. There are those who, because they have been elevated to a different position, they are walking on air. They walking on water. I mean, when you call their house, the Hallelujah Chorus is on their phone answering machine. That when you speak to them, they praise the Lord. You know, Hallelujah, praise the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Nothing comes out of their mouth except scripture and quotes from the Bible. Can we talk about the game? I know you are nerdy and all of that. Hallelujah. I know you just powerful in the Lord. You just Jesus all the way down the line. I know all of that, but sometimes you can't let your stuff be stuff to you. But I like Jephthah because here's what Jephthah said. Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head over them. And Jephthah uttered all these words before the Lord. Now watch this. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me? Right? Now listen closely. I want to see if you get it. That thou art come against me to fight in my land. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Why have you come against me to fight me in my land? Like I never left. It was just as though Jephthah had never gotten kicked out. Oh, Lord have mercy. See, Jephthah was a true mighty man of valor, and it was just as though he never got kicked out of the land. I'm telling you, folks, if I got kicked out of some place, it ain't mine no more, because I ain't that deep. You sitting there like you just all immersed in Jesus. They just swimming in the Lord. They just all just. You know what I'm saying, Sister True? They just so religious, Lord Jesus. I pray that the Lord breaks that up right now in Jesus' name. Jephthah said, why are you, what do you got to do with me that you come against me to fight in my land? My land. This is, I like that. Because Jephthah never thought that he was without a place to stay. Jephthah was willing to serve his country, but he thought he would remind them of their unkindness. See, Joseph had to humble his brothers before he revealed himself to them. Jephthah was like, hey, here I am. You coming on my land now. And this land is my land. This land ain't your land. Amen, somebody. And then Jephthah, it says, and the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah. He started to tell them why that they were coming up against Israel. And the rest of the story is about them explaining why they're coming to fight against Israel. And oftentimes, folks will fight against you, and they don't know why. They have no clue as to what the argument was from the door. They have no clue. They have kicked you out of your house over something that they don't even know what happened. Because if you read on in the story, says that you came to this land and you didn't ask permission, and you came to this land and you didn't do this, and you came to that land. And Jephthah said, hold up. Know your history. That's why I said, be careful what you say to folks. Be ready to be able to be in defense of what you have started. Because if you don't know what you're talking about, shut up. It's amazing how folks just run their mouth and don't know what they're talking about. I'm not talking about folks outside the church. Yeah, I'm talking about church folk. Loose lips. So remember exactly what you're trying to say to somebody, or what you're trying to do to somebody. Make sure it's valid. And another thing, before you remove the speck out of my eye, make sure you got a pair of tweezers digging that plank out of yours. Because the truth be told, you got some skeletons in your closet. Matter of fact, when you walk down the street, bones fall out of your pocket. Just all the, oops, there go a bone. Oops, there go another bone. You better watch out what you say to people, because you all tore up from the floor up and you're trying to get somebody else. There was a man named Jesus who they talked about him like a D.O.G. all day and all night. They took him out of his land. They took him out of what he was supposed to be doing, and they hung him on a tree. And he never said a mumbling word. He humbled himself to the point of death. And he never said anything. And they nailed him to a cross. They nailed an arm in, and they pulled one arm out of the socket to get that other one in there, and they nailed his feet together, and they were actually winning the game because he was laying on the ground. And though he never said a mumbling word, I could hear Jesus in his spirit saying, you doing okay, Mr. Roman soldier. But if you lift me up off this ground, it's on and popping. Because if you lift me up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. And so they made that mistake and they started to lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And he said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, we'll draw all men unto me. And so they lifted my Savior up. And from that point on, they lost the fight.
Hallelujah.
And watch this. Like Jephthah, he didn't disown the Romans. Because he put out a blanket statement. To the letter to the Romans, he said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, and though you hung me on the cross, if you believe in your heart, you will see me again. In fact, the guy that was hanging on the other side of him, he said, remember me. Never gave an offering, never gave a Sunday, never went to Sunday school, never went to church right there. He never hung the letters up and the numbers up for the hymns. He never did none of that. But yet Jesus said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. It doesn't matter about your past. It doesn't matter that you're an ex-crackhead like me. It doesn't matter that you snorted Peru. It doesn't matter that you smoked Africa. It doesn't matter that you snorted up Peru. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. It doesn't matter that you're from 21st and Westmoreland and used to hang out on the corner and smoke weed for breakfast and drink beer for lunch and smoke crack for dinner. It doesn't matter where you came from. It matters where you're going, and where I'm going is in Christ. Lord have mercy, Jesus. You're going to need me before I need you. Stand to your feet all over the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh.